I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Right, we're going to get straight. We're not dilly-dallying this week. We're going to get straight into it because I've got a story to share with
you. Yeah, Sophia's come up with this question. Well, she fell upon a situation
where I felt like I was like a journalist, yeah, like in the wild, and I'd been like presented a story, and I thought I need to write this down.
Absolutely.
So I'll paint a picture.
She's not told me, so I don't know what this question of the week is.
I'll get you the genuine reaction, you know. So basically, I was in the hairdressers last week. Yeah, I was just sat there, you know, reading my book, minding my business, getting some highlights, just doing my thing. And this woman was in the hairdressers.
How old?
She worked at the hairdressers.
Okay.
She, I don't know how, I say she's in her like late 20s.
Okay, so about our age. I guess we're late 20s.
No, we're mid.
Oh, we're
mid. Fucking hell.
Oh. What's late 20s then? 27.
We're mid. 21, 2, 3 is early. 4, 5, 6 is mid. 7, 8, 9 is late.
I guess you could say 24 is early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're mid.
All right.
She's late.
Gotcha. Continue.
I hope she doesn't listen to this because I have to go back to the hairdressers. But no, it's nothing against her. So she was in the hairdressers. She works there.
She'll watch her mouth next time. And she said
she was getting the opinions of the other, like her colleagues.
Right.
And she was like, so guess what I found out last night?
Oh my God.
Naturally, my ears pricked up. I couldn't help myself. She said, she was like, so tell me if you think I'm wrong for being in a bad mood about this. And I was like, what's she
naturally
gonna say?
Naturally, I'm siding with her.
Yeah.
Naturally.
She said, so I found out last night that my boyfriend's phone password is his ex's birthday.
Oh, God.
And I was my fucking God. Oh. And she was like, tell me if you think like I should be annoyed about this. Because she was annoyed about it. But she was like, do I have a right to be annoyed? Like, she was wanting other people's opinions. Because she'd spoke to her boyfriend about it. And her boyfriend was like, oh, that's been my phone password for years. Like, it doesn't even mean, like, I'm not typing it in thinking it's her birthday. Yeah. Don't know
I'm
how.
I'm thinking of her. 2509-98.
I don't know how she found out that it was.
Yeah, how is that?
The ex's birthday, I didn't get that. But she found out the night before that her boyfriend's phone password was his ex's birthday. And she was asking different. I almost turned around. I said, that's fucking out of order. But I thought, oh no, don't. Because then she'll think you've been eavesdropping. And other people, but this is what was interesting. So other people were like, oh, wouldn't be having that. Mm. And the conversation kind of died down. Mm-hmm. And then I was moved over to get my hair washed in the basin. Mm-hmm. She's with a new client.
Okay. She's bringing it up again.
She brings up the same story.
Absolutely.
I thought, yeah, you
she
go
needs
for
some
it,
help
girl.
With this.
Yeah.
You need she help was, when you're being gaslit.
Yeah, she was wanting
by your
to
boyfriend.
Vent. But this client in the chair with the, you know, cape on and foils in was like, oh, I wouldn't worry about that. I think that's fine. It's old. It's just his phone password. I wouldn't think too much about that. And I was like, oh, different perspective.
Yeah.
And she was slightly more mature.
Yes.
I thought,
she saw
calmer.
Life with different eyes.
Yeah, she's not like being as hot-headed. So I thought, I literally wrote it down in my notes immediately. I thought, I've got to talk about this. This is just
fantastic. Well, I had a situation
discussion.
Once. Because naturally...
So that's our question of the week, sorry.
Naturally, passwords Yeah, I might have Sophia's name in there. It's people I know in my life at the time, you know. Or it's like, yeah, whatever. I had one situation. I was logged out my Instagram. Maybe this was about over a year ago. I was logged out my Instagram on my phone. Do you remember when I... Anyway, something happened. So I had to get on my iPad. So I went to my iPad. And I was with my ex at the time. And
your boyfriend at the time, who's now your ex.
My boyfriend at the time, who's now my ex. And I was panicking because I hate shit getting logged out of Instagrams.
Yeah.
And then I think I went on my iPad and some... Because I don't go on my iPad that much.
Me neither.
And I've had that iPad for like 5 years. It's been with me through a lot. It's got a lot of pictures on there of all sorts of people.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot. And then I went on that iPad and there was some password.
Oh, no.
That was visible. Or it was my password for my Insta. I don't know what it was.
Was it in your notes or something?
Something. But there was a password that I had to use to access my account again. And it was my ex's name and like a number. And in the panic, and because he was helping me, he obviously saw
Brian
it.
Brian forever.
Forever. It was something, like, it was like his name and like a fucking number. Oh. And then I'd managed to get into my Instagram and it was fine. And then I realized that he'd seen that name.
Did he say anything about it?
Yeah, and then he did say something about it, but... And then I was like, you can't be a, like, and then I get where this boyfriend's coming from. Cause I'd be like, look, at the time, like, I'm so sorry at the time, obviously.
I didn't know you.
I didn't know you. Like, this is just the password for this thing, just cause whatever.
Yeah.
And he understood and it was fine. Mm. So I am kind of on the boyfriend's defense. Like, if also, it's a good like, password that he knows, it's
true,
a good password
true.
That he knows.
But I feel like, a password for like Instagram, for example, you're not putting that in every single
That's
day,
true.
Every time you go
layer.
On the app. Like you put it in once when you like make the account and then like you're kind of in and you're set. You
that
don't really.
True. Exactly.
You don't log in, log out, log in, log out. You're just in.
Yeah.
Whereas your phone password, you're typing in those numbers, your face ID and that shit constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what's brought us to our question of the week.
Yes.
And I hope that the girl from the houses hears this because I feel like she'd get some validation.
Yes. I mean, the thing is, it's a simple, like, if that was my brother, I'd be like, look, I know it's your ex's girlfriend. Just change it.
But then his, but she did say that.
Oh, yeah.
And but his argument
is no.
Like I said at the start, was like, oh, it's just my password. Like, because you know when you know what your password is, like it's... One,
especially
two, three,
the one to get into your phone, like it needs to roll off the fingertips.
Yeah, you don't want to
and
be changing
not,
that because
no.
you're going to put in the old one. It's like, oh, fuck, what am I doing? Like, it's I do kind of get that. Anyway.
That's hard to change that one. Any other password is easy to change.
So we've got, you find out that your boyfriend's phone password is his ex's birthday.
Ugh.
So we've got, it's whatever.
Do you know what? The name is worse than the birthday. Do you think? Would you agree?
For sure.
Like
for
the phone
sure,
Emma.
For sure.
20.
Because I remember your... oh, she doesn't like it when we speak about her.
Oh, my sister. Fucking it. I'll blast her now. I mean, she's like me, but every single boyfriend, it's to get into her laptop. I'm like, wait, which boyfriend is it to get into this? Is it Johnson 1 or is it... Jackson 3 and it's every boyfriend she changes. I'm like, you need to change it because you're fucking single now. I feel uncomfortable typing this in to your laptop.
Typing this name but... in.
she had a new boyfriend
and it was
the old
boyfriend.
I was like, you better fucking get this wrapped up right now before you get in trouble, babe.
Yeah. So we've got, it's whatever, like one girl in the salon said, or we've got immediately no.
Yeah.
I was surprised by, I mean, I'm not surprised, but I am surprised because the response in the salon was quite split.
Yeah.
But the response here is very one-sided.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm thinking they're just saying immediately no, because we don't take no shit over here.
90%.
Yeah. Immediately.
No. We've trained our girls well.
Yeah,
they know
absolutely.
They know what they won't stand for.
My initial reaction is going to be, what the
absolutely
fuck is going
not.
On here? Absolutely not. But then upon reflection, I'd be like, well, I have actually, I've kind of got
been
myself,
there myself.
Not work,
and we've got 10% that's saying, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Let me go in the DMs and see if anyone's responded.
It's because we want our boyfriends or girlfriends.
Like,
you
make
want
it,
their exes
make it,
to be dead to them.
Make it my birthday.
Yeah, you want, right.
Ingrain that day in your brain.
Right. When is my birthday, by the way?
Yeah. Tell me.
You see that TikTok?
Can you say it backwards? Go.
Right. Did you see that TikTok?
What time was I born? What day was
that? Right. What time? How much did I fucking weigh? Mm. You don't even fucking know how much I fucking weighed.
What's my middle name?
You're actually joking. Yeah, that TikTok. And it was this guy asking couples, like, when's your girlfriend's birthday?
Yeah, and boys just go blank. Know. Yeah. But I think also that's God the pressure forbid. Of the camera.
Yeah, but it
on
should,
the street.
Your girlfriend.
It should roll
it
off
should
the
It should just roll
tongue.
Off the tongue. Mm. But you used to forget my birthday sometimes.
Yeah, Chinsey's birthday was always tricky. And I still...
Fuck
25th.
Off. Yeah, you idiot.
Because at primary school, there was her, Chintzy's had this friend that was the day before.
Yes. No, day after.
And another friend that was the day before. Like you and Letitia and...
A couple days before.
You were like all like 24th, 25th, 26th. Yeah. And I just never really knew which one was which. And for a while, I think I thought you were the 24th.
Because you know what it was? Is we'd have joint birthday parties
as
well. Like,
and
I understand
kind of merged
the confusion.
Into one.
Yeah.
But I see you was the 25th.
Do you know what? Fuck a joint birthday party.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not doing that
Why
shit.
Was I sharing that special day with others?
Who because... Now,
I guess it's for the, if
it's
if
quite
it's
fun
like
at the time.
Yeah.
Joint birthday. I like a joint birthday actually.
Why,
it's fun.
Yeah.
Don't know why I said that, but it's fun. I like
it. Yeah. That's why, you know, if you're a twin, you've just got to settle with the fact that we're gonna, you know, it's gonna be a
but
joint
you know,
birthday
you know
for the rest
no
of
difference.
Our lives.
It's all you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And you love it that way. You'd that's feel true. Like
unless
half
one
of you was missing if you only had.
Unless one of you was born at 11:59 and the other one was at like 12:15, then you could actually
quite
have two
nice.
Separate ones.
That's. I bet that's happened for some twins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know what I've never understood, just quickly, the concept of a leap year. Could you please explain that to me?
So.
Like, why do they say, oh, well, he's 105.
Yeah.
And he's like 12. I don't get it.
Now
I was like, you never have a birthday. I don't get it.
Yeah. So, oh, I know what it
is. I really
okay.
I've never got it.
Okay.
I think
I'm going to need corrected if I'm wrong because I'm wrong about quite a lot.
Oh,
but
no. Isn't it that they're like.
Wait, you just
five.
Asked me. Let me
sorry,
explain.
Sorry.
So, I think if I was on a game show right now and I had to answer, I would say pressure's that on. A leap year is for the people who are born at the end, like that day in February. Because 30 days have September, April, June and November. All the rest have 31 except February alone, which like, I don't know the end of the rhyme, but some days it has like 29 days. Some days, some years it has 30. I don't know if I'm getting this wrong. But sometimes
why
like,
is that then?
I don't know. I think it's to do with the moon. Mm. Like the February isn't always the same amount of days every month.
Right.
I think every year, sorry. I think it can vary. Mm. So that's why the people that are born on like maybe the 30th of February, again, I could be getting this very wrong, but I think this is the point. Mm. The people that are born on the 30th of February, we don't get that date every single year. So it's every, perfect, Callum's got it. Every four, is it the 30th of Feb? Yeah. So the 30th of Feb,
29th.
Apart from every 4 years. So that's why 28 days in February, but every fourth year, there's 29 days in February. So if on that year, there's a 29th, a baby's born on that day, we only actually see the 29th of February on the calendar
every four years. So
and that would be my answer.
So
final answer.
When they're actually 20, they're actually only about 5 years old.
They've only seen their birth date 5 times, on the calendar.
So they're not super old.
I've got a fun fact about my dad's birthday.
Oh, yes, go
shout
ahead.
Out. So
thank you for educating me.
Yeah, it's not often that I get to educate you. It's usually the way around. So I'm quite glad about that.
Thank you.
My dad's parents, my grandparents, they celebrated his birthday on the wrong day. So my dad's birthday is the 14th of July, 2 days before mine. Mm. But up until he went to school, they celebrated it on the 12th.
Why?
Because they forgot and they got it wrong. So he always just thought, like, because you don't know as a child, like you're just told what you're told.
God.
He always thought his birthday was the 12th of July.
Oh my.
And it was on the 12th. He celebrated his birthday on the 12th,
oh
on the 12th,
God.
On the
Imagine
12th.
Imagine that, living a lie like that.
and then it's quite funny. And then when he went to school and they got the birth certificate out to like register, you know, for school, it was like, oh my God, my birthday's on the 14th. Yeah.
What the?
How funny is that?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Right, let me just go back to the DMs about the thingy. So the question was if you've forgot. You found out that your boyfriend's phone birthday password is his ex's birthday. Yeah. So fair enough at the time, but you need to change it now.
Yeah.
It depends on how long they were with their ex. Also depends on how long you've been with your boyfriend. If they were with their ex for a long time, then it's a date they remember, and a password is something you are meant to remember.
Because I often use like one of my parents' birthdays as my passcode. Like it's not my birthday, it's not your birthday, it's I think it's my dad's birth date.
Is that what yours is?
Yeah, it's getting to my phone.
Is it the year?
Yes, the year.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Depends how long they've been broken up for. It's only a password, but still. This is where my mind goes to. So you're telling me he would be thinking of her every single time he unlocks his phone immediately.
I know.
I haven't changed my phone password in years. Not an ex's B-day, but like I wouldn't even think about it.
Because a date is a date. Like it's just numbers. Like he's not typing it in going,
oh my God, listen
Anna.
To this. We've got another girl in the same position. Oh my God. My boyfriend of now 4 years had his ex's birthday as his passcode. Ooh. They do have a child together, but they had been split up for 6 or 7 years before me. I was livid.
Whoa.
We had a full-blown argument about it and he dug himself a bigger hole.
Whoa.
It just shows how different men and women are in their thinking.
Yeah.
If you think about your password enough to make it, then you should be aware enough to change it. I don't care how long it's been your password. Get rid. Sorry, no.
Yeah.
Mine is my ex from when I was 14's birthday. Yeah. And I never thought to change it. It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Another girl, I've had my first boyfriend's name in numbers as my password. Had it since I was 13. Mm-hmm. I'm 23. Obviously not with the boy, but like it's harmless. Didn't even think about it. This is that thing us girls do when we imagine fake scenarios and get pissed off because I've seen this and now I'm fuming.
Yeah.
I understand boys might not think to change it as they're used to it. However, I would want it changed.
And also, he probably thought, how's she ever going to fucking
Stop. My bank card PIN is my ex's birthday.
I think it's just one of them ones. I wouldn't even think, to be honest.
I know.
Like, if my ex was born in 91, and that was just my passcode, you're not really thinking, are you?
You're not thinking of them every time they put it in.
You're not thinking of them every time.
Especially, like, if it was an old ex and...
Yeah, I get, like, ones from, like, school and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
it just becomes a password, doesn't it? And also, Face ID now, we're not always typing in the numbers.
Mm.
Some of you said the phone is going through the window.
Yeah, I mean, so I hear I'm going to be pissed off, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But then I'll cool off and be like, oh, yeah.
Someone's put, I prefer you'd lie about it. Because also now when I go on your phone, obviously I have to type in the password.
Yes, have you been typing that in?
So I'm now typing in your ex's birthday.
No, we don't want that energy.
Men are from Mars.
Women
Absolutely.
Are from Venus.
Yeah, I think to conclude... Oh my God, listen to this, sorry. My boyfriend's password for his data hotspot was another girl's name.
The name is worse. The name is way worse. That's way more intimate.
Found out about 1 month in. Being young and insecure, I simply just burst into tears. He changed it without another word. Didn't try and talk himself out of the situation.
Good.
The password was set to her name before we were together, so I couldn't really fault him. We are still going out 6 years later. No major
faults. Beautiful.
Someone said, change it to mine. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Immediately change it
you
to
mine.
You
know what it is? It's one of them ones, it's like when you get a new phone number, when you get a new bank card. I remember my old bank card, I knew all the numbers. I could tell you right now the whole numbers,
the
16
digit
code, all of it. And then you get a new card and you're like, ooh, I'm unfamiliar with this. But give it a few months and you know the numbers again.
Yeah.
So you just got, like, that's what it is with that passcode thing. Just change it and it'll fucking be habit
soon. I would be annoyed if I found that out too. But you can justify it.
Yes.
Like we just have.
Yeah, like we have.
But equally I could be raging.
Yeah, I think I'd start off raging and then it would settle and I think, oh, right.
Or I think I could probably...
As long as he was like understanding, if he was giving it back at me, trying to you know what I mean?
I would want it changed though.
I would want it changed at 100% to mine.
Yeah,
immediately. 2509.
1607.
Right. Yes, because yours is your own birthday, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. 25. I should change mine to mine. 2509, 2509.
Yeah.
Where is that on the thing, though? On the keypad? Would that roll off my fingers?
Like, you could get
Let
into
me just
a
get
rhythm.
Into my phone with my passcode. I've not even thought about it. Oh, I just face ID'd it. How do you do it where you got to put it in?
Just don't look at the phone.
See, I'm not even typing this shit in. I can't.
Swipe up and
I'm just point
it to
lock
the
me in. Oh. Oh yeah, here we go. Here we go. Here, it rolls off my fingers
yeah.
so easy.
Okay. Well, everyone, if your password, this is your reminder that if your password is anything to do with your ex, I'd recommend changing
if
it.
If you're in a new relationship, just so yeah. we can just save ourselves the hassle.
Absolutely. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
Just as we are not doctors, we are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking
this
about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, right. I found a story okay. in the inbox. I haven't even read this, but the subject has pulled me in.
It
I'm
is.
Not even sure if it's a dilemma. I think it's
it
just
is.
A story.
It
but
is.
She said, girl talk, a success story of right person, wrong time. If it's right, he will come back. And cancelling a wedding last minute is
Slay.
A great idea.
Slay.
Does that not pull you in?
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. Yeah. I mean, God, imagine that we'd bought all the bridesmaids' dresses and where I cancelled that wedding.
We'd just wear them on a night out.
Yeah, we would.
Right, I'm just going to read this. But I think it's just a story. So okay. let's get into the episode. I want to share my success story with you. This has elements of chemistry coming with time, taking time to be single, and right person, wrong time.
So we're about to read a novel right now.
And cancelling a wedding even after it was paid for. God, this girl Ooh, has lived.
She's lived many lives.
This might be a bit long. It's not.
We like it.
I've scanned it.
I like it.
So I met my current boyfriend, let's call him Brian, 10 years ago.
Shit.
And we have now been together for 2 years. So obviously you were friends
yes, before.
We own a house and we're planning our wedding.
Wow.
I met Brian at work and we became best friends for years. During the time of us being best friends, I had a very serious boyfriend who I lived with.
Shit.
I've got the hiccups. We'll call him Ryan.
I love friend to lover stories.
Ryan.
Ryan,
always
okay.
hated Brian.
Yeah. Because you know what you saw in Brian? That he was the perfect man for you.
He couldn't take it.
He couldn't take it because he knew that he wasn't the right man for you.
At this time, I had absolutely no sexual feelings towards Brian. But I now know that Brian had them for me. I then got out of that relationship and got love bombed by a narcissist who I got engaged to very quickly.
Shit me.
And he cut me off all my friends and family and I didn't talk to even Brian for a few years. Wow.
Love bombers are scary.
A month before my wedding, I found my way out. Fast forward a month later and I finally saw Brian again. He came over and when I saw him as so sexy for the first time ever. That night.
That beard, he's a bit beefier.
He's looking
that
good.
That new haircut.
He's grown up, he's matured.
Mm.
He's got a few creases
around
the eyes.
Around the eyes. We like that.
He's filling out his shirt a bit more.
The buttons are bursting open.
That night, we slept together. From there, everything went really quickly and we started dating within the month. A few weeks later, I realized I needed my single life time and I broke it off. This is a story. Hang on.
Thing
so
is,
you were with Ryan, then you broke up with him. Then you got engaged to someone else.
To a love bomber.
You cut that off.
Thank God.
Then you got up with Brian, slept with him, started dating, but then you cut that off.
Because you felt like, no, I need time to heal and process.
We have had long conversations about how I broke his heart and he has told me he understands exactly why I did it and why I needed that time.
And the thing is, you know, Brian, he has waited so long for you.
He
does
can wait
not
a bit
mind
longer.
Waiting mm-hmm. a couple more months. Mm-hmm. And you just know that he's understanding yeah. and he knows yeah. you're meant to be.
We now have a new house near my parents. Aww. He moved 3 hours from his hometown to be closer to my parents with me. We have 2 dogs and a cat. My life is nothing that I thought it would be, but I am so, so happy. It's like a book.
This is a book.
I want everyone to know that if someone is right, you do need to take your own time and they will be there for you.
I love it.
If you have any thoughts of ending an engagement, you have to do it. And I promise it won't be as bad as you think.
Yeah.
Much love from Canada.
Thank you, Canada.
Thank you, our Canadian princess.
Thank you, our Canadian friends. There was definitely out there
people
the
out there, us included, who needed to
maple
hear that.
Land.
That was incredible.
Oh, I love that. No, because we always say it, but one of our favorite stories is Love, Rosie. And what was the book called?
Absolutely,
Where Rainbows End.
Where Rainbows End. Absolutely.
That book.
I might read that book again,
yeah,
actually.
Because that book hit us somewhere. It was like one of our first maybe proper love novels we ever read.
Yeah.
And it hit us right
deep in
the fucking,
our soul.
Deep in the chest. Mm. And that book.
It stayed with us.
Blimey. It has.
Yeah.
So whenever I hear friends to lovers stories, it just.
Coming apart. Growing apart, coming together.
Missing
again,
each other.
Missing like ships in the night.
Someone's
you
pregnant,
know.
Someone's engaged, but you're still. Yeah. And then you're just missing each other.
Yeah.
And then finally.
Finally.
We're together.
It happens.
It just, it's my favorite kind.
There's nothing better. No
I love
better
hearing
than that.
The stories, but I would not wish that upon myself.
Absolutely fucking not. I'm not here for that.
Imagine I had some mate of 20 years and we would just everyone could kind of see, yeah, those two.
But you couldn't but quite see I it had for a some reason.
He got a girlfriend. Mm. Pregnant. I had a baby.
With someone else.
Look, I got married and he was at the wedding and he shed one singular tear.
Because I've had
as I said, I do.
Looked.
Yeah, wow. And he sat on the sidelines. That should be me.
Holding your hand.
That should be me.
Making you laugh.
Like, I would not wish that upon anyone.
But it's great at the end.
It is. If there is a happy ending. What was that film where there was she got hit by a fucking truck?
I fucking called it. Yeah. I fucking called it. Didn't I say
it
that?
Anne Hathaway, wasn't it? Anne Hathaway.
We
on
were
the
in
bike?
The fucking cinema watching this film.
This was years
and it
ago.
Was, finally, it was like, you know, like we've just said,
some love film.
You know, distant star-crossed lovers, you know, they
friends.
Kept missing each other.
Yeah.
One's in a relationship, one single. Anyway, the end of the film, they finally got together. They had this kiss. She rides
oh
off on...
Oh my God,
listen,
yeah, they were finally boyfriend
she,
and girlfriend,
she
weren't they?
She rides off on her bike. I said to Cinzia in
she
a
whispered.
Cinema... We were about... Must have been about 15.
It was like a beautiful Sunday morning.
Yeah.
She had the fresh air in her hair.
Yep, 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 yep.
Just riding around with her croissants
and
or
I
some
said,
shit.
I said, watch her get hit by a bus
she
now.
She's going to get hit by a fucking bus. I went, shut your mouth.
I said it. What happens next?
Three,
vroom.
3, 2, 1. Railed off the road. Smack.
Lorry took her out.
She
death.
Fucking died, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
And the, who's writing
and then the film,
stories?
The film ended like that.
It did. It just fucking ended.
Black screen, boom, credits
yeah,
go.
Yeah, it did end and we thought... we were like, couldn't believe my eyes.
They couldn't just let her cycle
I
off
just thought,
down the street.
Yeah,
they had to fucking knock her down with a lorry.
Thought,
was that called
that?
One Day?
Can't remember. It was Anne Hathaway.
It was bullshit. That was what it was.
Yeah, yeah,
ruined
yeah. That's it.
My
end
weekend.
Credits.
That did.
Yeah, that's it. Do do do. God.
Anne Hathaway. One Day.
Don't watch it. I think we were in bits
don't
after
watch
that.
It.
Yeah, I think
bullshit.
We were really in bits because I think
this
that
is
was
the synopsis.
It was
it'll
after
bring it
Love
back.
Rosie, wasn't it? And we thought it's got to be a happy ending because Love Rosie is. It's got to be. But no, it's Romeo and Juliet type
not.
Shit. There's going to be a death.
Listen. Dexter and Emma decide to meet every year on the 15th of July and see where they stand in life.
Over was it one of them ones where they said they'd get married when they were like 30?
Over a period of 18 years, they feel they have more to share in common than the people around them. Yeah, I mean, I can't really remember the storyline because
I.
we only watched it once because it was a sad ending.
But
we were like, fuck
it
that.
It was like friends to lovers.
Yeah.
Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Abruptly dies after being hit so violently by a truck.
Yeah,
it's
just
horrible.
Like
picture Regina George Mean Girls, but
yeah.
Like on a serious note.
But like she fucking died. Let's just not watch One Day and save
don't
ourselves
the
it. Heartbreak of
save
Anne Hathaway
heartbreak.
Being mowed down.
Choose Have a Good Week instead. Don't watch it.
Watch, you know what? Actually, I'm going to shed some tears tonight at the summer I turn pretty, that's for sure.
Fucking hell. I can't speak about this show anymore. It's killing me.
I'm just going to say it's Friday night. I can't wait. I'm going to wait to the sunset. Because you know I'm having an issue right now with the sun shining in. I can't fucking see the TV. I put something on last night. I couldn't see. If it's a, you know when it's a scene at night, I couldn't see it. So I'm going to wait till the sun goes down.
Absolutely.
Get myself some nice food. Make sure my makeup's off so I'm ready to cry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got...
Well, we love that story. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that story. Now, we love a success story.
Everyone who's got friends, who's got male or female friends or whatever for like over 10 years, start looking at them and see what I think.
Just keep an eye out.
Could you be for me? Keep an eye out while they look at you when you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Baby.
This is an interesting one.
Yeah, we haven't had this before.
No. Because me and Sophia found out we're going to be bridesmaids at the weekend.
We did.
And I'm so excited. There's not a wedding to come. There's not even been an engagement. But
it's coming.
But it's coming. We're very excited about it.
Sure.
Okay, so I got engaged and my friends are acting like I didn't. That's interesting. What?
I'd use the term friends quite loosely then.
Yeah. So I never thought I'd have much to write in about, but I'm actually a little stuck and need some help.
We've come to the right place. Come on in. Take a load off.
So I recently got engaged.
Congratulations.
To the love of my life. While watching the sunrise. On holiday.
Oh, I love a sunrise.
God, early rise. A 5 a.m. rise, that is.
Yeah, but then think you've got the whole day to be
That's
like,
lovely.
Wow. Think that night.
Pics below, so don't you worry. Shall I go
Perfect.
Straight to the pics?
Yeah, let's get a visual. Always helps. Oh my God, let me see.
The whole album.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God, that looks beautiful. What? Oh my goodness me. Oh no. My God, you're in Barcelona.
Yeah. Barcelona.
Wow, what a beautiful.
And then I think
couple.
We've got pictures of the friends at the bottom, but we'll get to them a bit later. So this lady has just got engaged in the most beautiful location. Sunrise, she's got a big lovely rock on her finger.
She looks gorgeous.
She's happy. She's
couple.
Carefree. They're in love. You got a lovely nice mani on there. Just a lovely neutral gel. That's nice.
Played
Always good
safe.
For the engagement. Right. So couldn't have been more amazing.
Great, happy for you.
We were away celebrating my recent graduation when it happened. Congratulations,
wow.
Double congrats.
Gosh, what a good year for you, hey?
Yeah, we had also planned to have a barbecue at the end of August to celebrate my graduation further.
Gorge.
Important for later, she said.
Okay.
So let's just remember, so there's another celebration in August to celebrate the graduation.
There's a barbecue coming up.
Barbecues.
BBQ.
Barbecues. We love a hot dog. Mm. Necessary information. My friendship group is 7 girls. All of us are in serious relationships. Most of us have been friends since school, apart from one girl who we recently became closer with, so she's infiltrated the group.
Mm-hmm.
In the group, I'm best friends with 2 others and have been for nearly a decade. So, okay, we
so
have our
tighter,
own little group.
There's a little trio among the bigger group.
So you've got your 2 besties in the group of 7.
Got it.
We have our own little group chat and do a lot of stuff, just us 3, but as do the other 4. Okay,
of
so
course.
This group is kind of split into 2. I'm quite lazy with everyone else and only see them at group outings because I'm always so busy and don't have the social capacity for it. I understand. So anyway, my friend, let's call her Sarah, recently got engaged also.
Wow.
About a month before me. And we were all very excited as she was the first in the group. Lovely. We all sent her cards and even decorated her house. Oh, so
wow.
It was a lovely little congrats thing. Mm. I live far away from my friends, so I didn't expect them to decorate my house, but only 2 sent me cards, my besties.
The ones in
which
the trio.
Which I thought, well, okay. So the other 4, they didn't really send you a card.
Show the same energy.
Sarah planned her engagement party, announced it would be the night before my graduation BBQ.
Oh.
Which I thought was a little annoying as they are doing it up the local sports ground where she works and could do it any night, but it is what it is. Okay, so Sarah's, you're like, okay.
Well, that's a bit shit. you know, because people aren't,
everyone's
are going to
be hungover,
right? And they're not really, are they going to go to both functions? It's right. kind of tricky for some okay. people.
So she's planned, so that another girl in the group has planned an engagement party,
yes,
for the night before your graduation
barbecue celebration. Which I'm assuming is also like a mini engagement celebration kind of thing, seeing family and friends since you got engaged, because you just got engaged.
Right.
So it's low key
an engagement barbecue.
Yeah. Because it's a gathering. Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
Right. Upon getting engaged, me and my fiance decided to change the graduation barbecue to a graduation / engagement barbecue.
Perfect. Yeah. Took the words out of our mouth.
Just exactly
Absolutely.
What I thought. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
It makes perfect sense.
As we knew both our families are free then, and they were all coming anyway. So
of
it just
course.
Made sense. Absolutely. That was my,
yeah,
that was my
our
logic
thought
as well.
Too. Yeah.
Gotcha. So you're going to have some cards and some nights. It's
yeah.
going to be an all round celebration. A celebration of you.
Mm.
When Sarah announced in the group chat about her engagement party, everyone thanked her for the invite and said they couldn't wait.
Okay.
3 weeks before, when I invited them to my barbecue for my graduation, they said nothing, apart from my two besties. Okay, so the other four girls, the girls from the other group aren't showing the same enthusiasm for your celebrations as they are for Sarah's celebrations.
Okay, disappointing.
Apart from your two besties. At least your two besties are
They're
still
down.
Showing support. After announcing, I was changing the BBQ to an engagement barbecue too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you set the announcement. Guys, the barbecue. It's not just a graduation, a celebration. It's an engagement graduation fusion celebration of a barbecue.
Can't wait to see
so you
there.
Announced this. No one but my two besties said a word.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Come on, guys.
Lighten up. Grab a hot dog. Get involved.
Right.
Celebrate me.
Right. I have created a Facebook event for the engagement BBQ.
She's loving it, yeah.
Absolutely.
Itinerary queen, let's
Much
go.
Much like Sarah did for her engagement party.
Okay.
Do you know what this is sound like? Fucking bride
wars. Bride wars. Yeah, dye her hair blue.
Yeah.
Give her a bad fake tan.
Yeah.
Go.
Go into the fucking tan shop. Fucking, yeah. Get the blue and the blonde.
Yeah.
It's literally giving the same
vibes.
It's giving
bride wars.
Because they had shared friends.
They did.
Who were like, who's we going to?
Sending out save the dates.
Yeah.
Same save the dates.
Yeah. It's literally giving that vibes.
Mm.
You know, so I did that so I could keep track of numbers.
Of course.
On the events. Absolutely, you need to know how many burgers to buy, how many,
much booze do we need?
Yeah, what do we eat at barbecues? Burgers,
burgers,
hot dogs,
sausages, corn on the cobs,
corn, coleslaw,
crisps, dips, coleslaw, potato salad, maybe
dips, crisps,
maybe some chicken skewers,
breadsticks,
maybe some prawn skewers if you're going fancy M&S style,
maybe some charcuterie
board.
For
maybe a bit
fancy.
Of cheese,
yeah,
maybe a trifle's
Anti
coming at the end,
bit of parma ham, bit of salam, crackers, and then some profiteroles to finish.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you need to keep track of the numbers, absolutely.
Of course.
You know,
do we need to get some deck chairs from
yeah.
next door? Has everyone got somewhere to sit? There's a lot of thinking going into it.
Okay.
How many, do I need a speaker?
Okay, okay, so all of my friends and their fucking partners have responded going to her engagement
to
party.
Sarah's.
Yeah. So I imagine on the phone, not been on Facebook in a while, but you make the event and then you click attending.
Going.
Didn't
you click going, decline, or
not sure
yet.
Yes, because people used to do that at school, right?
Yeah, house parties and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, going. And then you can see who's going. Who's
going
to be there.
Who's going? Okay, who's not going? Oh, he's not
Thank
going.
Thank God. Mm. Right. So all of the friends and the partners have done that no one apart from my two best friends and their partners have responded to mine. What is up with the other group?
Come on.
What is up with the other group? Also, like, I get you going out the night before, but suck it up and come to my barbecue.
Literally.
Like, I'm going to feed you well. Like, relax.
Relax.
Like, it's my celebration too. You're meant to be one of my best friends.
Just make the effort.
Just make the effort. Like, you know what I mean? The other four girls in my friendship group have not responded on the event, not acknowledged the BBQ is even happening, and have not even thanked me for the invite.
So it's not the same enthusiasm. The same. There's no energy.
Yeah, and it's such a shame when you all share these friends and one person will do something. It's like, oh my God, wow, Helen, that's amazing. And then, you know, Sophia will do something and everyone's like...
Everyone's quiet. You know what that is? Jealousy.
It is.
In capital letters.
Yeah. So, yeah. But it's like, okay.
It's jealousy.
It's basically like my fucking party's not happening. Mm. But they will discuss Sarah's party. Even after me announcing mine and then them ignoring it. The group chat is full of outfit planning and excitement for Sarah. And not a mention of my BBQ.
That's really, actually nasty.
It's really like giving like child, like school
vibes. It's giving bitchy school
vibes. It's giving bitchy. It's like, this is my life.
Right. I've just got engaged.
And graduated.
Right.
Like,
come on.
What's going on here? They have even started asking Sarah what she will be doing for her wedding, but not asking me. It's giving jealous, but why? It's giving jealous.
Yeah. But why?
What should I do? Do I say something? Do I not? I asked one of my besties who is closer to the other girls and she said they will totally be coming. But how do I know if they haven't really acknowledged my engagement? Mm. Yeah, because they're very clearly avoiding the
topic.
Subject. Very clearly. Like, it's very easy to just click going on a fucking Facebook event.
Yeah.
Or just say to you, can't wait to have some barbecue food.
Yeah. What are you? What's
you?
The dress code?
What's the dress code?
What are you
code?
Wearing? Send you a card.
Yeah, like it's really bizarre. I asked everyone to get back to me by a week before the barbecue. So do I wait until then? And if they haven't responded, then do I just remove them from the event page and move on and tell them to not bother showing up? Do I ask in the chat if they are coming or if they saw it's happening? Of course, yeah, I know. Well, you're like, have you seen this? I'm not sure what to do. And I don't know if I'm overreacting or if they are being bad friends. My other bestie thinks they are waiting to see how hungover they are from Sarah's party the night before to decide if they are coming. But I have to sort food and seating and other things that require me to know the amount of people going with time and effort to shop. So the day of won't work.
Of
it's ruining my engagement bubble of excitement because I feel like I don't have my mates to celebrate with. Thanks, gals. Any vibes would be amazing.
Listen, don't let them... Don't let them
dull
your shine.
No.
Important thing is, like, you've got your two
besties. These are the two besties.
Okay, these are the ride or dies.
Yeah, these are the ride or dies.
You've got your two besties who are... They're there. Quality over quantity, okay? Yeah. They're there. They're excited. They're showing up. They're going to talk about outfits.
Their partners are showing up.
Their partners are showing up. It's going to be great.
It's good vibes.
You're going to have a lovely time. At the end of the day, you don't want people there who aren't super, super happy and excited for you.
And you don't want bad vibes in your environment. Like, no. This is actually a really good test for the wedding.
Absolutely.
It's like, okay, guys, you didn't come to my fucking engagement party. So you know what?
You're not getting an invite
to the hen do or to the fucking wedding because you're just bringing me down.
Yeah.
You're not supporting me. You're not happy for me. You're not excited. You don't want to celebrate with me. Have fun with Sarah.
You're not excited for me.
You're not excited for me. Like, and we had one of our friends and she was getting married. And she was unsure about whether to invite some bad energy people.
And we told her, don't fucking do it.
We said, don't fucking invite them. Like, please.
But she did.
These people make you feel uncomfortable. That, you know, they're not your true friends.
She was only inviting you, basically, because it was like that classic, like, oh, well, if I invite them, then I've got to invite her. And we were like, no, you don't.
This is your wedding. You are paying for them to sit down and eat this meal and pay for all their booze.
But she did invite them and she wishes she didn't.
And she wishes she didn't.
So
I think, look, they're showing their true colours. I'm grateful you've got your family and your two close friends.
Yeah, it's all you need.
Like, it's all you need. If these...
You've got your fiancé.
Yeah. You're happy, you're in love, you've got your future, you know, this engagement is right.
Don't let them even attempt to bring you down right now. Okay,
Focus on yourself.
Focus on the positive.
Stay in your lane. Everything is great.
I know it's disappointing and it's a shame because they, you know, you would consider them your best friends, but it's in moments like this where they're showing their true colors and that they're true. You know, don't try and make excuses for them.
No.
Like, I don't care if you're going to be hungover, show up for me.
Yeah.
It's my engagement party. I only get one of these ever, and a graduation party.
Right.
I ain't graduating again.
Yeah.
I ain't getting engaged again.
No.
Like, you can show
it's
up
like you
for
can
me.
Also be a little bit mindful, like at Sarah's the night before, maybe don't have that sixth tequila shot, maybe just stop at 4 or 5 so that you can actually wake up and come and support
and
me
fresh.
Tomorrow like
equally, like, I'm gonna feed you well, there's gonna be a lot of hangover,
you're gonna recover
foods there.
I'll get some ginger shots if you need them.
I can
have a hair of the dog.
So
disappointing for sure. I think you're very valid in your feelings. I'd be the exact same, especially because you've got that direct comparison so in your face that everyone
supporting
is like
Sarah and no one's supporting you. It's a great shame, but it's giving jealous and it's giving, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I think if you want to, like, I think if it was me, right, I think I would either, I don't really know how close you are with these other girls.
I would
but
say something.
I would either like not mention it and then at your cutoff point remove them from the event and be like, well,
just remove them,
you're obviously not coming, like, you didn't get back to me, like, you've not spoken to me about, no one's messaged me privately saying like, oh, I'm not replying on the Facebook chat yet because I'm just waiting to see if Brian can blah blah.
It's not, they're not even like letting you know their situation.
No, it's like they've not
ghosted
acknowledged
you.
It and like that is rude. It's so rude. I think either just remove them, or if you want to put a message in the group chat and just be like, hey girls, like, just popping in, like, I've noticed that you guys haven't RSVP'd yet to my Facebook group. Like, I'm just trying to figure out numbers, because you can say anything you want. Say that mum's trying to blah, 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 or I might need to buy some new deck chairs. You can say anything. I'm just trying to figure out numbers. I'm just kind of planning the day. So can you let me know whether you can make it or not?
Please let me know by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, because
it's Saturday the 14th. Are you free or not?
Right.
Yes or no?
And it's like, get an answer out of them, because they're being like, it's the weird, like, not responding to things that is just like,
just not acknowledging
come on.
It. Not acknowledging it.
I would say something, and then it's like, okay,
you'd
brilliant.
Be more
I'm
polite.
Glad I know that you're not coming now.
Yeah.
Because I can focus on my friends and my family who are
going to
be
It'd
there.
It'd be more polite to click not going.
It would.
Than just to not acknowledge.
Yeah. And it's like, obviously, they're making their partners not click it as well and not say anything as well.
Yeah. I think obviously, what's happening here is, those four are closer to Sarah because, like you've said, they're a little foursome and you're a little trio.
Yeah.
They've obviously got Sarah's engagement party the night before.
Yeah.
So they're obviously, like Cinzia said, they're just waiting to see how hungover they are. They're seeing yours as like, oh, we'll go if we can be bothered, but I'm not too fussed, which isn't the energy you want.
Exactly, because if they were true friends, it's like, we're not missing this for the world.
Yeah.
And that's the energy that, you know, your real friends bring to when they're celebrating stuff. Like, oh, well, I wouldn't miss your birthday for the world. I wouldn't miss this for the world. I'll do anything I can to make sure I'm there.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're not, like, that's not their energy, then it's like, okay, great. Well, you won't be at my fucking wedding then.
Yeah, just leave them to
it.
Won't
be seeing you.
I do, like, you do hear a lot of people say, like, when they have, like, you find out who your true friends are when it's, like, hen do time.
When you have a baby.
Wedding time. When you have a baby. Yeah. Like, that's when you find out who's actually there for you and who's not. So
this is just one of those moments.
This is one of those times.
And I think rather this than the wedding.
Absolutely.
Because you can at least weed out the bad vibes.
Yeah, I just think you don't need them.
No.
You don't need them. Like, it's not that you have to fall out with them or cause, you know, like a big, like, uproar. But it's just like, okay, I'm going to acknowledge the way you're all moving right now, and I'm just gonna note that down.
Yeah.
It's just noted. You don't have to be like, what the hell are you girl?
No.
You can just be like, okay, I see you. I see how you're moving.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna bank that for the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw this quote.
And I
actually
remember that, Susan, when you get fucking engaged.
Mm-hmm.
No card for you.
Absolutely.
No attendance at your engagement party either.
No excitement coming from me.
No, not at all.
Absolutely. Look, I saw this quote and I screenshot it, and it's very appropriate for the time. I would rather adjust my life to your absence than adjust my boundaries to accommodate your disrespect.
Absolutely. That's perfect.
Perfect, isn't it? I saw that.
Because I feel like your next dilemma is going to be, do I even bother inviting these girls to the wedding?
No, Fuck him.
And then, yeah, I think, but then you're thinking, oh, should I keep the peace and invite, just like our friend.
Yeah.
Should I just keep the peace and invite them?
Yeah.
Or when I know they're going to bring the bad vibes.
But every single person, not that there's been many, but all the people we know that have got married that have doubted inviting people, but have to keep the peace, have always 100% afterwards have said, shouldn't have invited them. Yeah. So
it's like, let's avoid that.
Do with that what you will.
Yeah, let's avoid that.
This episode of The Girls' Bathroom is brought to you by WhatsApp from Meta.
We are the biggest WhatsApp fans.
We couldn't survive without WhatsApp.
WhatsApp is our life.
Mm, absolutely.
So,
oh my God. Okay. So just quick side story. Mentions you have to tell you this because it's so funny.
We remembered a time when we had this friend.
Yeah. We still know her. We still know her. She's still out and about.
Yeah,
she's doing her thing.
She was doing as any normal person does when they're dating. You know, you're seeing a few guys. I think she was seeing about three at the time.
Yeah, but the thing was
and
that she
it
was
gave this gives full Phoebe from Friends vibes.
Absolutely, because she was getting to the point where like she was consistently dating the three.
Yes,
you know, it wasn't like she just had like three dates. She was consistently seeing three.
I think she'd maybe had like four or five. I think one of them that was like the winner was like the four.
He was starting
runner.
To break the lead.
Yes, forerunner. But she was still like keeping her options open. Like, you know, acting like she was in Love Island. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not putting all her eggs in one basket.
As she, like, we're not exclusive. Like, I don't know you guys yet. Like, I'm getting to know three guys.
And I'm going to see who comes out on top.
Yeah, so she was on a date with one of them, Brian, whatever. And I think they were just up for dinner or something. And naturally, like, you show people things on your phone, like, oh my God, look at this. Mm-hmm. Oh, you should watch this film. Like, you Google shit, don't you?
Yes.
And stuff
she
like that.
She was showing him something. It was a picture of something.
Yeah, she was just showing him something. I don't know.
Can't remember what it was. That was a while ago. And when she was showing him, the picture, she got a notification
from
like, you know, let's call him Matt.
Yes.
Or we should probably call him Ryan.
Ryan,
yeah.
Ryan.
Text from Ryan saying what it was something like.
Saying some shit about.
The weekend. Like, shit. So, like, thinking about you on Saturday night. Like, or like, something like that.
But it was something a bit cheeky. Like, it was clearly, like, flirty. Like, maybe there was, like, a winky face or something. But it was, like, very clear. Like, that's not a mate.
It was giving, like, eggplant emoji.
Well, it's giving, like, when is the. Like, what am I thinking of when they were like, oh, Saturday night? Well, no, wait, my ex?
Yeah.
He found out his girlfriend.
His ex-girl.
His girlfriend at the time.
So
my ex, he found out his girlfriend at the time had cheated on him because he saw a message on her phone. He saw a message on her phone that said, we should do, like, Saturday night was fun. Like,
I remember you told me that.
So it's just come to me saying Saturday night was fun. Like, they had sex. Like, we should do it again. And he was like, what the fuck is this? That is how he found out his girlfriend cheated on him.
Wow.
Yes. So it's giving that. That's literally what it's giving.
So if you guys don't want to be caught cheating, or dating multiple people at once, then you need to use WhatsApp's chat lock.
Yeah.
Because it means that, like, you're not going to be getting notifications. No. Essentially, think about it as if you're, like, archiving this chat.
Yeah, it's like you're muting the chat. So you're not getting any notifications.
So you're not going to, you know, fumble the... But when you show someone your phone, you're not going to get any, you know, incriminating notifications
you
pop up.
You can get Face ID on it, password on it, so no one can just click on this chat.
And if someone went on your WhatsApp, it wouldn't be where the rest of the chats are.
No, it's separate, locked space.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're, like, you know, planning a hen do, and you don't want the bride to find out.
Very
important. Or maybe
important.
You're planning an engagement.
Yes.
And it's like, got to keep this on the down low.
When you're talking to the ring dealership.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
On the DL. Jeweler. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So WhatsApp, guys.
WhatsApp's got
chat
you covered,
lock.
Guys.
WhatsApp.
Message privately with multiple layers of protection.
Amen. What would we do without it? Okay, next dilemma. We're turning into a trio. Help.
What does this mean in a relationship?
No, friendship.
Oh, shit.
Because we were saying a couple weeks ago, last week, three's
a
crowd. What
do you mean turning... Oh, we've got an infiltrator.
Hi, girls.
We've got a newbie. That's why a newbie is not welcome around here. Not welcome around these ends.
So me, she can sit on that stool.
Yeah, you don't get a proper chair.
She can sit on the mushroom penis stool. So me and my best friend, Susan, have been best friends for a long time now.
Congrats.
Susan also had another best friend Sarah. Me and Sarah were never really friends, but we knew who each other were. There was no bad blood or anything. We just didn't really cross paths.
Oh, so she had two best friends, two girls that she kept separate that she proclaimed were her best friends. That's interesting.
But the two other girls didn't really cross.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So Susan and I always used to hang out with just the two of us because we were friends. But over the past 3 months, Sarah has started to hang out with us.
Okay.
And we are turning into / have turned into a trio.
Okay. And how do you feel about that?
I just don't like it.
Okay, she doesn't like it.
When she first started hanging out with us, I didn't mind. I actually liked inviting her every now and then if we were going out for the day.
Yeah.
I liked Sarah, so I didn't mind Susan inviting her. But now I feel like most times me and Sarah hang out, it's now got to be me, Sarah, and Susan.
So you haven't got that duo time anymore.
It's at a point where if we go out without her, we feel like we'd be leaving her out.
Stop. So how can you go from being two separate sets of besties to...
Obviously, it's something which is kind of slow.
Slow.
And then it's just sort of like, now we're always doing things as a three.
Yeah.
And now it kind of feels like wrong if we weren't going to invite her.
Yeah.
At the start of the week, we went away for 2 nights.
Oh,
lovely.
Lovely.
Little Disneyland Paris trip.
We did.
And I noticed I'd already felt like I was third wheeling on that trip. We were out until about 3 o'clock the first night of the trip, which was fine. But I wanted to get up and get out during the day because that's how I am.
Yes.
I like getting up early, starting my day in the morning. But even at home, the two of them sleep in until after 12. So on the trip, I gave them their time because I understand they were tired and have a different routine to me. But I kept asking if we could get up and leave because it was now 3 o'clock. And I ended up having to drag them off the couch at 5 p.m. because we still hadn't gotten up and done anything.
That is really annoying because, like, we're only here for 2 days.
Right.
And I want to explore this city. Like, I want to go for breakfast.
Yeah.
Lunch.
Yeah.
Dinner. And see the sights. And it's 5 o'clock. Because
we haven't left the hotel.
That's fair enough.
We may as well be sat in our living rooms. Yeah.
Fair enough if it was a holiday that was like 2 weeks long. It's like, it's fine. There is going to be days where we don't want to do nothing. But we're only here for two days.
I felt like my day had just been wasted by them. When it's just me and Susan, I can drag Susan out of bed because it's just me and her. It's like, come on, we're going, let's go.
Yeah.
But I obviously felt outnumbered because Sarah also wanted to laze about for the day.
It's like, we've paid to be here.
Come on.
Let's get about.
Which resulted in me feeling like shit when we finally did leave the house because I'm usually coming towards the end of my day by that time. And now, like, it's just starting.
Yeah.
And the fact that two of them didn't care about how I wanted to spend the day when I had been fair by letting them sleep in till, like, you know, midday, 3 o'clock, I felt like I considered them, but they didn't consider me.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't like Sarah. We've become friends. I have a lot of love for her, but we aren't close friends the way that I am with Susan. Mm. So there's things that we just don't really talk about. Mm. I don't really know if I can raise issues with her because we're just not really on that vibe. Mm.
You've both got that closeness with Susan.
Yeah.
But you two don't have that bond.
And also there's things that I want to talk about, but I only want to talk about them when Susan's there because I'm not talking with Sarah about this stuff.
You don't want Sarah knowing your business.
Sarah and I are big Taylor Swift fans, and the three of us are going to the Eras Tour next week.
So we're in America.
We must be.
Yeah.
So we are obviously going to stay friends and hang out together, which I do enjoy, but how do I keep it at we hang out but we're not a trio? She's put, sorry if this makes no sense. This makes perfect sense.
Mm, this makes perfect sense.
So, you know, you don't dislike Sarah, but you liked it the way it was
before. And you feel like Susan is a bit different when she's also got Sarah's energy around. Because it's like it's you said, like when you go on the trips, you'd say, Susan, let's fucking go. You can kind of speak your mind to Susan, like, come on, we're not sleeping past 12. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, we're only in...
wherever.
Nashville once. Mm,
let's fucking go.
Because I'm thinking, we're going on a trip in America. Mm. We're only in Nashville for the weekend. Like, mm-hmm. let's get up, let's get out, let's go get some brunch.
I know we're hungover, but let's go get some pancakes.
Yeah, like.
Let's get a milkshake.
Let's get out there we'll in the better. Sunshine.
Yeah.
But you can't really say that with the both of them around because you don't really know.
You don't want to feel Sarah like you're. Like you don't want to feel like you're being nagging. Controlling or you're nagging or you're moaning. But it's like, I don't know what else to do here.
Right. And the 5 p.m. shit, that is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Especially, you know, well, we've paid money to be here and we're not doing anything. It's just a waste. Like a waste. It just feels like a waste. Okay, so how do you keep it? You need to speak to your best friend. You say to Susan, Susan, I love Sarah. She's a great time. I can't wait for the Eras tour, Swifties Unite.
We're going to have a great time.
Are you going as Fearless or are you going as, what era are you going as?
Friendship Bracelets.
Yeah, Friendship Bracelets. Can't wait for that. I've got my cowboy boots ready. I think I'm going to wear, you know, the purple sparkly dress, whatever. But I miss when it was just times when just us two can hang. I don't know. Do you want to do something with just me at the weekend? I just feel like sometimes I can't just be open and say sometimes I just feel like I can't talk about specific things with Sarah there.
So I don't know her as well.
So I don't know her that well. But, you know, I'd love to just get R2's vibe back going thing. You say that? Because she's your best friend at the end of the day. I'm sure she is sensing how you're feeling as well. Hopefully. Like on that trip, like she knows she would have pissed you off with that 5 p.m. shit.
Yeah.
And she knows you. Mm. So she knows that some things that happened are probably not sitting too well with you.
Yeah.
And she knows that you're maybe not 100% comfortable around Sarah yet because you know how people act when you know them and you know like their voice changes, like that you can sense it. So she knows that you aren't 100% comfortable with Sarah. 100%. So just mention it and say, I'd love if just us two got breakfast at the weekend. Yeah. Like,
or maybe even just like, you don't have to even address it. Maybe just message her, make a plan, just the two of you.
Yeah.
And if she does say like, oh, I'll invite Sarah.
Then say
something.
You
could say, oh, like,
I'd rather it just be us two.
Yeah, can this just be us two? Yeah. Like,
I miss when we would do our breakfast.
Feel like we haven't hung out, just the two of us, in ages.
And would love to just catch up, us two.
Yeah.
And just get back on that vibe with her.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, you know, you can get back to a place where you feel comfortable. It's not becoming a trio.
Yeah, and it's not becoming this awkward.
Look, sometimes it's nice to have extra people around.
Absolutely.
And,
you know, switch up the vibe a little
duos,
bit.
As duos, we understand.
Sometimes we like a third person just to bounce off.
Sometimes we need more. Sometimes we don't like attending places, just the two of us.
Yeah, we need more of a shield.
When we've got someone else there, it's like,
we're a group now.
We, you know, but when it's just, you know, so I get it.
Absolutely.
Like, having a third person is very beneficial. But yeah, you want to keep that vibe with your bestie. So just really, you know, just make the effort.
Make a plan, the two of you.
Yeah. And hope and see it through and then make more plans.
Yeah.
Enjoy Eras. Justin Bieber needs to do an Eras tour. That's what everyone's saying.
That would be incredible.
But it won't be for a while because he cancelled his last tour, didn't he?
Yeah, it'll be for a couple of years. But that would be fucking amazing.
Wouldn't it?
Could you imagine that?
So what would the first era be?
Baby.
And then he wears the outfit.
Then
that
it would be, if I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I could take your places you went.
Yeah, because my favourite period
was Journals. I got
money in
my hands and I really like to blow swag.
What was your favourite album? I like Journals.
I like Journals too. I actually do.
If I was your boyfriend.
Is that Journals?
No,
I didn't think it was.
I'd never let you go. Journals was.
Journals was They Hold On Tight. They Hold On Tight.
Oh, what a good one.
You know what a great Justin Bieber song is? Roller Coaster.
Roller coaster. Is that
Spinning
Journals?
All around and around the world, baby. Possibly.
I think it was.
Where did you go? It's like this don't happen anymore.
That's Journals.
Yeah.
Oh, slay.
Yeah.
I miss him.
But I do like some of the new ones as well.
Yeah.
I'm not too bothered about Peaches, it's a bit amazing.
Yeah.
But I like.
That was a single. That was for the masses.
Yeah, that was for the masses. I like the one that's really nice. It's like. Will be diamond when the golden days are done.
Oh, what a new one. I don't really listen. I've not really listened to the new one.
You will have heard it. We'll be what is it? It's like Diamond When the Golden Days. Let me
Diamond When the Golden Days Have Come.
No. Like it doesn't that. Sound like that.
The golden days and the diamonds are what's around it called? Us.
No matter.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, that back to it. Just had a bit of a sing-song there with Chintz.
I need to date a musician so I get a song written.
Yeah,
I
get a song called Chintzia.
Chintzia. Yeah.
Your best friend is so cool.
Oh, lovely. Yeah Justin. Okay.
Yeah. Believe Under the Mistletoe, that was a good album. Acoustic, that was also an era. So what's on the Purpose album? Sorry for anyone who doesn't like Justin Bieber, but we do. What do you mean?
Oh yeah, but that was
classic.
A
Sorry, yeah, that's this is a good album, the Purpose
Journal
album.
Journal still wins though.
Yeah, it I don't. Does. I didn't like the Changes album. I don't care about
I don't
that
think
one.
I listened to
That's
any of
the
those,
one album
honest.
That, like, I don't really care about any songs on there.
No, I don't.
Sorry,
I don't, no.
I didn't even download a single
Journals
song.
Journals was the peak for me, and then
Journals was the one that the song came out every Friday.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Wow, there's some good songs on Hitchens. Confident. Oh no.
Oh no.
She's confident.
Yeah, that
I can tell
was the
by
best.
The way she walks in there. Says her first time. And oh yeah.
That music video.
Don't tell me you're my heartbreaker.
Cause my heart's
ain't all bad. I might make you mad. So mad. My bad. But I ain't all bad.
Oh yeah, that wasn't my favorite. I ain't all bad. Justin.
Bad boy. Chelsea Nelson. I like a bad, bad boy.
All right, Jess. Bad boy.
Too much sing song. Let's get back to the dilemmas.
Okay, should we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more. Baby. This is a funny story, sorry. This girl's given us an email and she said, you stole our name. She's put, hey, I am one of 6 siblings, 4 girls, 2 boys.
Brian, Susan, Sarah, and Helen.
We all listen regularly and it's a running joke in my family group chat that you're constantly using our names, even our mums. She's put brackets, Helen, Sarah, Susan.
No, there's not.
Do we have basic names or do you... and our mum have really good taste. That's the question.
Oi.
Love the Humphreys family. Oi. Shout out Humphreys.
You guys,
Sarah,
Humphreys.
John, Susan, Michael,
You've got
and Joe.
Classic. They're classic.
Classic.
Beautiful names.
That will never go out of style.
When I think of a Susan, a Helen, a Sarah, you know, I just they're classics. A Brian and a Ryan. They are
absolutely
Ryan,
a Tom,
not
a Sam.
So much. Well, I've only ever known one Ryan.
Me too. Ryan
oh,
from
no,
primary
a couple
school.
Ryans. There was a couple Who's actually in... at secondary school.
Who? Not in our year. Oh, yeah, there was.
Another Ryan. But in my adulthood, I've never met a Ryan.
Never met a Ryan. It's a nice name,
but
actually.
But equally, Brian is a rarity.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it's a dying name.
It is a dying name, and I think we should
bring it back
to the youth.
Isn't it the name like Gary? Like, no one's name
Gareth.
Their child Gary.
Yeah, Gary,
there's like
John.
Names that are dying, aren't yeah. there? Like no one's named their child
well, yeah,
Gary
like,
in like a long time.
Yeah.
I've got an uncle Gary.
Yeah, yeah, but baby Gary is just...
Baby Gary. Also like baby Gavin.
Gavin, you know, it's just not... It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's not rolling. You know, baby Phil.
Baby
you know?
Phil.
It's
yeah.
not baby Keith. Keith. It's not rolling up.
Keith.
Yeah, bouncing baby
Keith.
Yeah.
Sounds like quiche. Yeah, they're not rolling off the tongue. Jonathan, you know.
Jonathan, yeah, John.
I guess
baby
Johnny is cute.
Yeah.
For a baby, and then you can take that into adult life.
You can take that further.
Yeah, but equally, baby Susan doesn't really sound too right. Baby Helen doesn't... either no offense Helen, I know you're listening, but
no offense to the Humphrey family,
no offense to the Humphrey,
but
it's a beautiful name. But Susie, what's Helen's nickname?
Hell.
Oh, Helen, go to hell.
L
yes.
Ellen
go to hell. Yeah. But love that
H.
yeah, I mean, maybe we should name our child
Earth. Really bring that back.
Yeah, let's really start that.
We could name our boys
Fire. Fire, earth, water.
The elements. Elemental.
Oxygen.
Carbon dioxide. Hydrogen.
Hydrogen. What do you think about hydrogen?
Picture this. Potassium.
Potassium is quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if it didn't mean the, yeah, the mean. It's like chlamydia. 100%. If you took away the meaning, it's quite a pretty name.
100%.
Chlamydia.
It is. It's cute. 100%. Yeah. 100%.
If it didn't mean what it means.
Urine.
No.
We knew a girl had a second name, Urine.
But she claimed that it...
No, we just knew.
Oh, we'll get a DM after this if we start talking.
Yeah, we want to do part two of asking for the funny the second bad names. Second we'll do names. That next
absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely.
Right, I'm just gonna
stop.
Okay, I mean this one is really. She needs us.
She's put needs
boys'
us.
Night is ruining us. I need you. She needs wow. us. We're and here. When we feel needed, we respond. Mm.
We always rise to the occasion.
Absolutely.
Never fear. Safir and Chintz, you're here.
Absolutely. So hi, girls. I feel like I've grown so much stronger from listening to you guys.
Don't I cry. My God.
I think I might cry today. But I'm suddenly broken and can't tell if I'm overreacting. Right. I need your help. I'll try to keep it as short as I can. Girl. Okay.
No, we're on no time yeah. crunch here. Take yeah. as long as you need.
So me and my boyfriend of 2 years, Brian, of course, have this recurring argument of him going out.
First red flag, recurring argument. We shouldn't be coming back to the same issue over yeah. and yeah. over again.
Because it should be talked about, discussed, and resolved. And never to be spoken of, like never to be happened again, because we're changing our actions and it's not going to happen again.
Recurring issues are, I think, like, don't get me wrong, I think they're actually quite normal, but it's not a good sign.
Well, yeah, because it's like actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
So if you're apologizing to me and saying, oh, you know, that won't happen again, la, 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 I'm like, okay, love you. Okay, let's go to sleep now. And then it's happening again. You're showing lack of respect for me and this relationship by disregarding the discussion we had last week
about this.
Anyway, I'm currently 24. He's 27. And
nice.
Every weekend, he will go out with the boys.
Every weekend.
But it's like, get a life. Like, I'm Grow glad up. You... No, but it's like, I'm glad you have a life. But also, like, we need a life together.
Mm.
But you... I'm glad you have your life.
Mm. Well, I think, but, like, relationships, as we all get older, they change. Because I always remember when we had Melissa's Wardrobe on the podcast a long time ago. She said, this isn't really qualify because you're 24, whatever. She was saying that when she was in, like, her early 20s and 20s, her life was very much, like, about... her friends, prioritizing her friendships, going out with friends, having plans with friends.
Mm.
And then as she got kind of into her late 20s and 30s, it was like, okay, well, now actually my life is about, like, my future husband, now husband, like, my husband, my relationship.
Because,
like,
everyone else is busy as well, focusing on their families.
There does come a point where everyone actually turns into their relationships, because, like, think of our parents, for example. Like, they're all, like, they're not prioritizing their mates, they're prioritizing their husbands, wives. So there is a shift that happens, which I imagine we will get to in a few years, where it's like, okay, well, now actually, like, I'm pointing this way. But
every weekend it's like, we do
exactly
need to
that's
have
what I'm
quality
saying.
Time
that's what I'm
together.
Saying. He's 27, so he should be switching more towards, like, relationship.
Right.
I don't know if that made
so,
sense, but I always remember Melissa saying that.
Yeah, she's saying, at the beginning, I used to be invited.
Oh.
And then about a year in, it no longer happened.
Oh.
And we would have terrible fights over it every week. He would rather not go out than have me with him, even if there's other girls there.
Whoa,
what?
That's never right.
A prick.
No, that's not right. That's never right.
I've slowly
not right.
lost the fight in me and said, if there's no girls, then I'll just see him another time. I've slowly lost the fight in me. And said, if there's no girls there, I'll just see him another time.
Right, so if there's no girls that are going tonight, then, like, I'll just have to see you another week. You obviously
However,
don't. I'm not getting the vibe that you live together.
Right. However, there's other things that have happened that have now caused a bad stigma to him going out. His friends drink and get high and drive him back. back home. He's been spiked. So these are crazy nights out, you're telling me. He's been spiked. He bumps into his exes on these nights out. He's added girls on socials on these nights out.
His friends have cheated on their
girlfriends on these nights out. He gets so drunk that me and him then can't do anything we plan the next day because he's so hungover. Right. So
there's nothing worse than being stuck with a hungover boyfriend when you're not hungover.
But it's every weekend. So it's not just like a couple beers. It's like he's getting blackout. He's adding girls. His friends are cheating on them. So he's clearly going out to like meet girls. They're clearly going out to pretend like they're single for the night. He's acting like
a single crazy
guy. That's why he doesn't want you there, because he gets his little single time at the weekend and then he gets you back on a Sunday morning. Like, no, fuck that. And you absolutely are in the like right to have a problem with this. Like, no way. This is not normal. And then on Brian's side, he's always said that he didn't have any friends before moving to the south from London. So he wants to keep these friends by any means necessary.
To the south from how much?
And
south
they give him a hard time when he doesn't join. Well, he needs to
You're 27.
Grow up.
You're 27. You stopped using that excuse 10 years ago.
Yeah, grow up.
Don't embarrass yourself.
Grow up. Oh my God. Literally grow up. Oh, that's so just, he's just giving bullshit excuses. Oh, they get upset if I don't go. Oh, I...
Give him a pack of tissues and move on.
Right. So I'm not allowed to come. My anxiety is bad when he goes out because I know something bad is going to happen. Fuck. This is no way to live.
No way to live.
So you're telling me every single weekend you're living in anxiety
about what's going to happen
caused by your own boyfriend.
Fuck that.
That is the last thing that should be happening at the weekend.
No.
Like,
no.
Your boyfriend should not be making you feel this way.
No.
You should be so excited for the weekend to have the best weekend with your best boyfriend friend.
Right.
Like, not like so scared of what argument's gonna happen or what's it gonna do on this night out tonight. I'm so anxious.
Can't fucking sleep. I'm lying here in bed.
That
my phone's
not
rang. I've not got a text. I wonder if he's home yet. I wonder what he's doing. Let me check his Instagram followers. Let me check his story. Let me check his friend's story. Yeah. No.
No, this is not a healthy and happy environment for you to be in. This is not healthy.
No.
It's
exhausting.
But don't know what until I hear about it the next day. I'm struggling to deal with this. And at this point, feel like it's them or me. However, I will say he's always honest about what happens. Keeps me in the loop, but he's very polite. So I know that when he gets flirted with, he's not good with shutting these girls down.
Ew.
And he says, I'm just polite. Excuse you.
First of all.
You think I'm going to believe that?
First of all. A girl is not just walking up to a random boy from the crowd and flirting with him.
Maybe they are sometimes, but equally, in that conversation, you say, I've got a girlfriend.
What I'm saying is, no one flirts with a brick wall.
Yes.
It's a two-way street, okay?
Yes.
He will be reciprocating. He will be doing stuff back. Like, no one's just going to do, do you know what I mean? There's something coming from both sides. Yeah.
It takes two to tango.
Fair enough, you can get approached.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's like, but you can shut that down in a polite way.
But you shut it down and you don't say, oh, I'm just so polite.
I'm just too polite just to...
Well,
it's like,
you may as well kiss him then.
No.
I just gave her a quick kiss. Because I'm just too polite. Oh, I did sleep with her, but I just couldn't let her down. He'd give you those bullshit excuses. It makes... What are you on about?
You'd rather let me down.
Right.
You'd rather upset me than a random person in the club.
Right. Exactly. You'd rather disrespect and upset me, your girlfriend who you love and admire and adore, than some random...
Than saying, no, I've got a girlfriend.
Right. That Please doesn't make it. Make that make sense.
Make it make sense.
Yeah. Everything else is perfect with us. We're vulnerable, honest. He's a gentleman, listens to me. Admits when he's done wrong and has changed so much to be a better person. I do believe we are endgame, but this...
Fuck.
But this, I have no idea what to do anymore. Girls, please, I need your help. We have a picture of them.
She thinks this is the one. Right, we need to sort this out then.
Is he though? Is he though? They do look cute.
They're quite a cute couple.
They've both got their Timberlands on. You are a very cute couple.
Listen.
But...
We've said it before, right? Boys' nights, girls' nights, whatever. They happen. They're needed, they're necessary, they're fun.
They are necessary.
Blow off steam, have a good time.
But they're not an excuse to disrespect your partner.
No.
Borderline cheat on them. No. Flirt with multiple men and women.
Act single.
Act single. Follow multiple members of the opposite sex on social media.
No.
That's not what should be happening on Girls and Boys Night.
And also, they don't happen every single weekend.
No, like, it's,
like, especially if, like, you can't join.
Yes.
Like, if there's
She mentioned that there is girls in the friendship group, but apparently they're not invited to this anymore.
But she used to be invited in, like, the first year, and now you're not invited. Yes. And but maybe a few relationships have broken down, so they're not going anymore, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Listen, right? People are going to do whatever they want to do, and some people, maybe, like, some people in relationships might live their life quite separately, and they might be like, yeah, I go on girls and so that, blah, 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 blah. Everyone is going to do whatever they want to do. What you have to figure out is what you're okay with. Like, what are your boundaries? This is your relationship. It doesn't matter what Tim, Tom, and Sarah and Steve and Tina and Turner. It doesn't matter what they think about boys' nights and girls' nights and relationships and nights out and blah, 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 blah. It's about what you think. This is your relationship. What are your boundaries? What are you happy with?
And how is this making you feel?
And how is this making you feel?
Like shit. I bet it's making you feel physically ill.
Yeah.
Because this is every week.
Yeah.
I'd be exhausted.
But also, it's like, again, not everyone's going to think this, but I would be like, don't you want to hang out with me? Like, I'm sorry, boys' nights every fucking weekend. No.
Like can't we have a boyfriend meal out on a Saturday instead?
I want a boyfriend who wants to have fun with me. I'll fucking go out with you. We can go to the bar. We can go and do this. Yeah. We can make nice plans. We can go and have fun. We can go meet up with other people. Yeah. Like, we can do, but I want to be together. Like, we both work all week. Like, I'm not seeing you. Mm. Like, I want to see you on the weekends. Like, forgive me for wanting to hang out with my boyfriend on the weekends. And I want my boyfriend to have that energy towards me. Like, I can't wait to hang out with you. Like, what we're going to do? Let's do this. Let's think of something to do. Let's do this as this. Yeah. Like,
it sounds
like you don't want to feel like you've got to moan at your boyfriend to make plans with you and be like, oh, fine, I'll sacrifice the boys' night to hang out with you instead. Like, what?
No, you should be dying to have fun with me because I'm so much fun.
You should be wanting to hang out with me. Like, don't make me feel like it's a chore to hang out with your fucking girlfriend.
It sounds like you are not priority here, and this is that is a problem.
And your feelings aren't priority either. He's too caught up in this like boy night out era that it's like he's just letting his relationship suffer.
If this was me, and
I couldn't live like this.
I couldn't. I really value my peace these days.
Quality time.
And I would rather be alone.
Absolutely.
And having an incredible time by myself than be with a man who is draining me.
Stressing me out.
Making me cry. Making me anxious.
Affecting my sleep.
Affecting my sleep. Making me shout. Making me upset. Mm. That is not a healthy relationship, no matter how good it may feel like it is when you're not arguing.
Mm.
That, no. He's not regarding your feelings at all, and I think he's crossed the line way too many times.
Yeah.
And I do think...
I
don't think this is right, and it doesn't make you happy.
I feel like you're kind of in your era where you're wanting to pour everything into your relationship. You obviously love him a lot.
He's not
like
meeting you where you are.
You see him as like end game. Yeah. Like you're excited about this. You want to spend time. You're pouring into this relationship, and it kind of feels like he's not. Like he's kind of like pouring into his mates and his selfish time, and he's not that excited about the relationship. He's not that excited about you. He's kind of like letting it go stale on the side. Like he's not really putting energy into it. It just feels
he's
like
he's taking advantage of you and your kindness and your understanding, basically.
That you'll just be sat there chilling and he can kind of have you when he wants you. It kind of feels like this relationship is on his terms.
Yeah.
And like
You need to take that control back.
He meets up when he says you're going to meet up and you do it when he says you're going to do it. Yeah. I'm like,
you need to take that control back. Do I want to be with this guy? Do I want to be in a relationship where I'm crying every weekend and arguing every weekend about the same thing?
No.
And no matter how many times I bring it up, he's not changing it. He's not thinking about me. He's not respecting me. No. He doesn't act like he's in a loving relationship.
No, he's not a grown man.
No, making bullshit excuses. Oh, I'm just so polite. I have to talk to the girl.
That is bullshit.
You need to like get angry and be like, do you know what? I don't want to waste my time.
No.
With a guy like this.
With this man child.
I feel like you could ride it out for another year or so, but then you will just regret the time you wasted. I do. Mm. And I just feel like,
I mean, what you could do, like if you really feel like this guy is the one, then like, because every relationship has their own issues. Yeah, like every relationship has a different journey. Yeah. Like some people are terrible in the beginning, but then they figure it out and they're very happy. Mm. Like everyone's relationship is different. Mm. And I think if you really feel like this guy is the one, then you obviously don't want to end it, because why would you? And I think you need to, if I were you, I would set myself a timeline and be like, right, I'm going to have an intervention fucking tonight, tomorrow.
Like, also, and then, let him know how serious you are and say, I'm not sure you're the right person for me if we can't move past this.
And then
let him
say to yourself, like, make a promise to yourself in 6 months' time, like, if this shit hasn't changed, or if it did change and now we're back to the way it was, or if I've not seen like a consistent positive change in behavior, then I have to call it a day. Like
have an intervention,
because if this guy really cares about you, then he would do anything to make you happy, to make your life
to
better,
make this better,
anything, right? So this is your test to see how much he cares about you. You can say to him, look, these nights out, you're taking the piss.
It's just say, I've reached the end of my tether now.
I've tried to be understanding. Yep. Like, you get so fucking wild. And I'm not trying to ruin your fun.
No.
I'm not trying to be like the moaning girlfriend, whatever. But like, you never want to see me. I never feel like you want to hang out with me. I don't feel like you want to have fun. I want to have fun with you. I want us to have fun as a couple. Yeah. I want us to enjoy our relationship. Like, I love you so much. And I'm not getting this energy back from you. Your boys come before me. Yeah. And like, I should come first. I want my boyfriend to put me first. Mm. Have a big intervention, like a serious sit down chat, and say like, I'm not sure about this anymore. Like, I don't want to be having anxiety every weekend. I don't want to be stuck with a boy who's hungover every single Sunday. So I'm just fucking sat watching on the sofa, or
not
going
doing
for
anything.
A walk on my own, or not doing anything. Like, I want to do stuff with my partner. Mm. Have a big intervention. Let him know how seriously this is, like, how serious you are about potentially ending things. And then see how he reacts.
Because he probably thinks he can do anything and get away with it, because he's tested the limits quite a lot, you know, with the following girls and flirting and all that shit.
Yeah.
He probably thinks, oh yeah, you know, Susie's always going to be around.
And if
so
he
let
doesn't,
him know how fucking serious you are about this.
If he panic and switch up and change
his tune,
his attitude, if this doesn't make himself have a hard fucking look in the mirror and think, I'm about to lose the best thing that's ever happened to me, then he's not the one.
He's not the
one. And he doesn't love you as much as you love him, clearly, because you wouldn't act like that. If he sat you down and said, I'm not happy about this, I need to change it, you're making me anxious, making me cry, making me stressed, you would think, oh my fucking god, I feel so bad, I need to do anything.
Yeah,
so I feel like he's not acting the same,
number
then it's
one
not
rule,
the one.
If any boy is making you cry multiple times, get on out of there.
It's not fucking worth it.
He's not the one. I feel like you might think he's the one. He's making you cry every
week. Bottom line.
No one should be making you cry.
Especially not every fucking week.
And if a stupid...
Only tears of joy.
Yeah, if a stupid boy, stupid twatty
who
boy...
Who cares more about getting
twat,
drunk with his mates every
twat,
single
twat,
weekend?
Twat is making you cry... It's not worth it.
And he's in his like party boy era, and you're in your like settle down era.
No one should be bringing you to tears.
No.
Sad tears. Happy tears, absolutely.
Especially the person that you're choosing to spend your life with.
No. Not good. That's a bad omen.
Yeah.
No one should be making you cry. And I think I don't like crying.
Have a big talk.
Yeah.
And set a time limit.
Yeah.
But I think he's just too immature. I think you're just at different points in life.
He's not. I don't think
you're
he's right.
You're prioritizing different things at the moment.
Yeah. Baby. Right, let's find ourselves a quote.
Remember, don't let your boyfriend get in the way of finding your husband.
Exactly. Like
the right guy is just waiting for you to break up with this stupid
boyfriend
so he can treat you right and take you out.
Like, more I think about it, you just got to break up this guy right now. Like, fuck off. Right, Pinterest, here we go. I'm going to put moving on quotes.
This is cool.
Yeah.
After a bad breakup, do 10 things that your ex would never do with you. you'll feel better and perfect. Realize how much of yourself was being held back.
There we go. That's for our last girl.
That's for our last
girl. Get yourself back. What do you like to do?
Think about you.
Think about you. What do you want to do at the weekend?
Pour your energy into yourself.
Like, why are we waiting around for this stupid drunk boy?
To get over his hangover on a Sunday.
Yeah, to come home. And get we're not
just
doing
like
that.
Make nice plans with your friends, with your family, with your yourself. Siblings, like with on your own. Like make nice plans for yourself. Don't think about let's do something as a couple.
Boys.
Like just live life as if you've just got your own calendar to worry about, and you'll start to see like
the right
actually,
people will start to slot in.
Actually, I can do this. I don't need this boy. Like
at the end of the day. Your relationship, your partner should make your life better than it already is. Sounds like this guy's making it fucking worse. And that, it's as simple as that.
It's as simple
like,
as that.
It really is, it's as black and white as that. It's like, actually, you're making my weeks long as fuck, full of tears and worse than they were before. So actually, fuck off.
I'd rather be in no relationship. I would rather,
absolutely.
Because your relationships
always, that's the reason
they affect you as a person so much, positively or negatively. Like it's such a huge part of your life, and if it's a bad one, it can really, really
affect
bring you down.
But negatively, prefer to be alone than in a draining relationship that's not right for you.
Absolutely. Remember the quote from the beginning. I would rather adjust my life to your absence than adjust my boundaries to accommodate your disrespect.
There we go. Well, we've ended where we started. And
full
on that
circle.
Note, thank you for listening. We
thank
love
you for listening, everybody.
Don't forget, we also have bonus episodes every Monday over in the group chat.
We absolutely do. We're having a great time over
there. We are, which is www.thegirlsbathroompatreon.com/
We don't know the link. If you go to the Girls Bathroom Instagram, the link is in the bio. Just type in, it's on Patreon.
It's www.patreon.com/thegirlsbathroom.com/girlsbathroom.
Something like that. It's £3.99 a month, and you basically get an extra episode every single Monday. So you get eight episodes a month instead of just four.
Slay. Follow us on Instagram at the Girls Bathroom, TikTok, YouTube's, all of that.
Absolutely.
Love ya.
See you next week.
See you next Wednesday.
See you on Monday.
Bye.
Or
Wednesday.
See you on Wednesday.
And Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.